Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Wolman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shelema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Daf Pei Omed Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis was discussing what the machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rebbe Elazar is, and the Gemara comes out here on Daf Pei that the machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanan, being by Oisev Esvinoi and being by Matanus, is in whether we say Sev Afilu Mixa Sev or not. And Legabe Chayshin Lezera'av, they both agree that we are Chayshin Lezera'av. Now when it comes to Oisev Esvinoi, the Gemara explains that the machloikis is either by a Tayish Habal Atzivya, whether there is an Isser or not, or the machloikis is by a Tzvi Habal Atiyosha, whether there is Malkus or not. Now on the tzad that the machloikis is Le'inyan Isser, Rashi explains that even the Rabbanon hold that there is no Malkus, because since only the father is a behema, and we have a suffix Shema Ein Chayshin Lezera Av, the Ein Kan Afilu Mixaseh, Mimele It's Asra suffix, V'loy Shema Asra, and you can't have Malkus without Asra. The Rosh Yosef and Kviegar Le'el and Chav Gimel Abeis are Matmiya. How come Rashi said a reason which is totally on the Machloikis of Asra suffix Shema Asra or not? Rashi could have said a more partial reason, that even if it would have a Shema Asra, but since there is a suffix, if he was Bechlal over the Isser, Beis and Vadai can't give an Einish of Malkus Misafik. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver wants to be Miyashav Rashi with a big Chiddush. He wants to say that Rashi is going Lishitasai to his Shita in Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that he says there that every Safik Dairaisa is Mi Dairaisa L'chumra. Lefi this, every situation of a Safik Dairaisa, there is an Isser Min Atayra Machmas L'Safik. And therefore, there could be Malkus, because if a person's over, he's being over on an Isser Dairaisa of Safik Dairaisa L'chumra. Now Mela Rashi needed the reason of Asra Safik in order to be able to explain why there's no Malkus over here. Now this Teretz of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver is Gebayt on the Hanocha that when a person is over on the din of Safik Dairaisa L'chumra, for example, if a person would eat a Safik Nevela, he would be able to get Malkus just because he was over on the din of Safik Dairaisa L'chumra, even on the tzad that this is Lamaisa, not a Nevela. Now this is a tremendous Chiddush, and Reb Shimon in Shar Aleph, Perek Dalid, Kelachiyad writes that this isn't true, that even on the tzad that Safik Dairaisa L'chumra, Avada it's only an Isser Kal, and Avada there wouldn't be Malkus for just being over this din of Safik Dairaisa L'chumra. Try to understand a little bit the Shita of Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. There's a Yedudika Chakira in the din of Safik Dairaisa L'chumra. Is the din Safik Dairaisa L'chumra a din Vadai? Which means that the Torah creates an Isser Vadai, b'mokoyim, that you have a Safik Dairaisa, there's an Isser Vadai for you to be Mekel. Or maybe there is no Isser Vadai, there's just a din Misafik to be Machmer for the Tzad, that there's an Isser, so Misafik you have to be Machmer. It's a little bit easier to understand Yitzchak Isaac Chaver if we go with the tzad that it's a din vadai. Because if we learn that it's just a din to be chayshish for a safek, so mehecha tesi that there's malkus. We find that the Torah gives malkus on an isser vadai. But where do we see that the Torah gives an isser on an isser safek? So it's more moving to explain the tzad of Yitzchak Isaac Chaver if he held that the din of safek darayis l'chumra is a din vadai. This would gratish him nicely, because the Kontreis Yishurim wants to medayik that Rashi and Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMasel Yivayis Eima, when he says that Safik Dairaisa is Mi Dairaisa L'chumra, the Mashmois of Rashi there is that Safik Dairaisa L'chumra is a Din Vadai. So it would stem nicely that according to Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, the Shita of Rashi is that the Din Safik Dairaisa L'chumra is a Din Vadai, and therefore there could be a Din Malkus. But this Teretz of Yitzchak Isaac Chaver is still a Chayra very Shver. Because if we're going to be noikate that mitzad the din of Safik Dairaisa L'chumra, there's an Isser Vadai over here which is capable of giving Malkus, then why is it Hasra Safik? L'chayra it should be Hasra's Vadai on the Vadai Isser of Safik Dairaisa L'chumra. This kasha is asked by the Tveris Yaakov, and he learns a totally different pshat in Rashi because of this kasha. Rabbi Yashiv in the Oris is also bothered by the Tveris Yaakov's kasha, and he wants to say that the reason why it blives Asra Safik is because there's a din in Asra that in order to be chayiv, a person needs to be mater atzvei l'malkus. It means that he has to accept upon himself that he's going to get the malkus. And since in this situation, he thinks that if they find out that it's really mutter, he isn't going to get the malchus, so he isn't fully mater atzmei l'malchus. L'chayru, what Rav Yashin needs to say is that even if the master would tell him that the halacha is here, he's going to get malchus no matter what because of the din of Savi Darais l'chumra, but the Musra, the person getting the Asra, won't believe him, and the Bumel will be a chesar in the Matar Atzlamisa, and that's why it's Asra Asafik. Now, we mentioned before that the Gemara said that Le'ingin Oysev Esvenoi, Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanon are arguing in a case of Tayish Haba Alatzivya, whether there is an Isser of Oysev Esvenoi or not. Now, Rashi learns that the case of Tayish Haba Alatzivya is that you shechted an Akeva that came from a Tayish and a Tzivya, and then you went and shechted the son of that nekeva. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shechita Perek Yebeis Halacha Ches, paskins that it's usher to shecht a tzivya, a female deer, ubina. And the Rashba explains that the makar of the Rambam is our Gemara. When it says, Tayish Abba al tzivya, ling in Isura, the Rambam learns it means you shechted the tzivya and her son, and the Gemara says that according to the Rabbanon, it's usher. The Rashba asks that l'chayro, this should be mutter. Since the mother is vaday not a seh, so we should apply the drasha of seh ubenoy omarachmona v'loy tzvi ubenoy. Like the Gemara says mefurish on daf ayin tes on a beis. So how come the Rambam says that if you shecht at tzivya ubenoy, you're over on the iser of Yisav es benoy? Now the Lechem Mishnah is ma'ayir that a makar for the Rambam could actually be from that Gemara Gufa. Because Rav Chisda there said that if you shecht tzivya ubina potter, which is mashma that it's potter aval aser, but l'chayra it still needs beer because mehecha teisa that there should be an iser if the pasuk says only se ubina is aser and not tzvi ubina. The Achrayim answer that the Rambam is moide that mina teira it's mutter because of the drasha of se ubina yomer achmana v'loy tzvi ubina. The Rambam is only asering midrabanon. And the Achrayim give three different esberim as to why there should be an Issa derabanan. The Ma'ariv and Chaviv answers that there is an issue of Maris Ayin. The Tuashar explains that we are talking that the child looks like a Tayash, similar to his father. If so, people will assume that if the child is a Tayash, then the mother was also a Tayash, and still you shechted her together with her son. That's the pshat of the Ma'ariv and Chaviv. The Taz wants to say that if we're going to allow you to shecht a child when the mother is a tzivya and the father is a tayash, then you might come to shecht a child when the mother is a tayash and the father is a tzvi, and that would be aser. The Chuashar himself says that it's a gzeira, so you won't come to shecht the av, which is a tayash, with its son. Akolpanim, the Achrayim all agree that the Rambam is only asering midrabanan and not minat tayra. Now, the Rosh here in our sugya is me'orer that all the halachas of a tzvi haba'a tiyasha, which are mentioned in our Gemara, whether ling kisi adam, oisev es v'noi, or matanis, they're all not brought la'alocha in the Rif. The Rosh is mazbir, the Rif, based on the Gemara in Becheris of Zayin Amad Aleph, which Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that a tome animal can't be misaberes a matar animal, and also a behemoth can never be misaberes from a chaya, except according to Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanon, that they seem to hold that it is shaykh b'metzias for a behemoth to be misaberes from a chaya. The Rif held that the halacha is like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that it is in shaykh b'metzias for a behemoth to be misaberes from a chaya, and b'meila all these dinim are nagel halacha, because the whole metzias of a vlad from a tzvi abba tiyosha is in shaykh. The raya for the Rif to pass like Rishu Malevi is because the Gemara there in Bechairis wanted to say a case of a Tamei which was Misaber from a Tar, and the Gemara asked from Rishu Malevi that this isn't Shaykh. So we see that the Halacha is like Rishu Malevi. The Rosh himself argues with the Rif, and he says from that Gemara in Bechairis there is only a raya that we hold like Rishu Malevi in regards to whether a Tamei and Tar can be Misaber from each other. But it could be that we don't pass in like Rishu Malevi, legabi whether Behema and Achaya can be misaber from each other. Rather, we might paskin in this halacha like Rebbe Lezer and the Rabban of our sugya, who hold that a Behema and Achaya can be misaber from each other. The emes is that we see mamish this idea in the Rambam. Because in Perek Al of Macholos Asuris, the Rambam says that Achaya can be misaberes from a Behema, And he also says that a Tamei can't be misaber from a Torah, which is mamish like the chilik of the Rosh. It's very good, lefi this, that the Rambam does bring all the dinim of Tzvi Abba Tiyosha, which are mentioned in our sugya, not like the Rif. It seems that the Rambam passing like the Rabban and Rabbi Lezer of our sugya, and not like Rabbi Shulman Levi. So lefi the Rosh, we have a machloikis between the Rambam and the Rif, if there is a mitzias of a chaya being misaberes from a behema. But there is a different mahalach in the shita of the Rif, who is mashmit our whole sugya. The Madane Ayomtev in the Teferis Yaakov suggests another pshat different than the Rosh. That since the Rif Shita is Vadai Ein Choshen L'Zera'av, there is no need to bring him pasuk in the Sugya. Because in Manavshach, if we have a Vlad, which is from a Tayish Habola Tzivya, the Vlad is definitely a Tzvi Gomer, because Ein Choshen L'Zera'av, and there is Vadai no din, Oysu Esmenoi. And if the Vlad came from a Tzvi Haba Tiyosha, it is Vadai Atayish, and Osir Ba'isav Esmenoi. So since it's Pashit, the Rif didn't need to bring it La'alocha. The Gemara Vayter brings a member from Rabbi Yehuda, Kvi Beryo Bifnei Atzmehi, V'lo Yichriyu Bo'chachomim Imin Behemohi Imin Chayi. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Kvi is a Beryo Bifnei Atzmehi, and Chachom were Machri if it's a Min Behemoh or Min Chayi. Rav Nachman argues, and Rav Nachman says that a Kvi is an Ayol Habor. Gemara Vayter brings that it's a machlokes tanoim. Tanakama says a kvi is an ayol abor. V'yesh oimrim ze abor min atayush u min atzivyo. Rabbi Yosi oimer kvi beryo b'fnei atzmehi v'lo yichriyu b'chachomim min chayim min behema. Rashi Megamliel oimer min behema hi v'shel beis toishoyo yimigalim behem adorim adorim. So Gemara brings four tanoim to define what a kvi is. Now the Tzeres Yaakov over here has a big arichus to explain what exactly these Tanaim are arguing about. The Tzeres Yaakov is medayik in Tosfos that the machlokes is that there was a min that was motzui in the times of Chazal that was called the kvi. Now this kvi had similarities to both a behema and a chaya. So created a suffix to Chazal, what din should we give this animal? So this is what the Amoraim and the Tanaim and our sugya are arguing in, how Chazal touched up and defined the din of this animal. Did they consider it a chaya? Or did they consider it a behema? Or maybe they considered it a suffik chaya, suffik behema? Or maybe they considered it an animal that came from a chaya and a behema? Now in the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, that a kvi is a beryo b'fnei atzmai, there is a yisaitistik ha-machlekes mirishayin in what this means. Tosis here in Divrei HaMaskil kvi is mavur, that beryo b'fnei atzmai means that this is an unusual min, which Chazal had a suffix whether it is a chay or a behema, and therefore the Chazal said we have to be machmir like both stadim. That is what Rabbi Yosi means when he says lo yichriu chachamim uchay or behema. The Chazal were mesupik how to define this animal. Should you define it like a chay or behema, and memela they had to be machmir misuffik like both stadim. Now the Gemara increases on Daf Chof Aleph Omen Aleph brings a din of Rav Yidi Bar Oven that says that since a kvi is a beryo b'fnei atzmai, it needs a separate pasuk to tell us that the blood of a kvi is awesome. Now Tosis over there explains that this shita Rav Yidi Bar Oven can't be like the shita of Rav Yosi in our sugya, even though they both say that a kvi is a beryo b'fnei atzmai. Because according to Rav Yosi, that a kvi is a suffix, whether it's a chay or a behema. So since it's either a chay or a behema, miman of shach, the blood would be aser. You don't need an extra pasuk. It's no different than any other blood from a chay or a behema, which is aser. Says Taisis, it must be that Rav Yidi Bar Oven is a new shita. That kvi beryo b'fnei atzmai means that it's be'etzem, not a chay and not a behema. It's actually a new type of beria that isn't a chaya or a behema. And that's why it needs a new pasuk to aser its tam. So it comes out, lefi Tosis, that there are two shitas in beria b'fnei atzmai. Either beria b'fnei atzmai means that it's a suffik if it's a chaya or behema, or beria b'fnei atzmai means that it's vadai, a third sugmin, which isn't a chaya or a behema. And according to Tosis, Rabbi Yosi in our sugya holds that it's a suffik behema, suffik chaya. The Ramban, however, is choylik on Tosfos, and he holds that Rabbi Yosi, who says kvi beryo b'fnei atzmai v'lo yichriyu b'chachamim in behema chaya, does not hold that a kvi is a suffix whether it's a chai or behema. Rather, he holds, like Rav Yidi Bar Oven, that it is vadai a berio, which is not a chaya and not a behema. The Ramban's hechruch is that the lashon of berio b'fnei atzmai is mashma like this, that it's a berio b'fnei atzmai, it's a sug shlishi of a min. And it's not mashma that it's a suffix. Also, the Ramban says, since Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yidi Bar Oven use the same lashon of berio b'fnei atzmai, it is a mistaber to be mechalik in lashonis. So l'fi the Ramban, what does Rabbi Yossi mean when he says lo yichriu boy min behema min chaya? He says it means that since it doesn't have the simonim to be machriya that it is a behema, and it doesn't have the simonim to machriya that it is a chaya, rather it has the simonim of both a chaya and a behema. Therefore, Chazal made it into a third min b'fnei atzmai, which has the chumra of both minim, since it has the simonim of both minim. Dehainu, according to the Ramban, this third min, since it doesn't have any decisive simonim, either like a chay or a behema, but it adarabe has the simonim of both, it gets the chumra and the dinim of both a chay and a behema. There's another interesting machlokes rishonim concerning this man, the Omar, who holds Kfi Beria B'fnei Atzmai, brought in Kiddushin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosis there brings a Mishnah in Bikurim, which lists various different nafkaminas ladina, which result from the fact that a Kfi is a Safik Behema Safik Chaya. One of the nafkaminas the Mishnah lists is that because it's a Safik Behema Safik Chaya, you cannot be Marvia Kfi on any Behema or any Chaya. Tosis says that this Mishnah cannot be going l'fi the man Omar that holds a kvi is buried b'fnei atzma. Because like him, even if we knew whether it was a chay or a behema, it would still be usur to be marvia with a chay or behema, because it would be a new type of chay or behema. And you can't mix different types of chayas or behemas with each other. In other words, even if we knew that a kvi was a chaya, we still couldn't be marvia with a tzvi, because it would be a different type of chaya than a tzvi. And it would be just like being marvia a tzvi with an ayo, which is definitely aser, even though they're both chayas. So Tosis says that you have to say that that Mishnah must not be going like the man the Omar, that a kvi is a beria b'fnei atzma. But the Rashba there argues, and he is mechadish, that the Mishnah could work like the man the Omar beria b'fnei atzma. Because according to that man the Omar, the reason we have a suffix by a kvi is because a kvi is doime in its surah to both a tzvi and an eiz. Because a tzvi and an eiz actually themselves are similar to each other. Therefore, says the Rashba, if we knew whether the kvi was a behema or a chaya, we could be marvia it with another behema or a chaya, because if it was a behema, we would know it's a tayash, and it could be bred with a tayash. And if it was a chaya, it would be a tzvi, and we could breed it with a tzvi. So it comes out, like the Rashba, the man da Omar Beria b'fnei atzmai holds, we are mesupik if it is a specific chaya or behema. The hainu, we're mesupik if it's a tzvi or a tayash. Whereas according to Tosis, we are mesupik if it's a chaya or a behema. But whatever it is, it's a new min of a chaya or a behema, not one of the minim we already know of. There is a ha'ara in pshat that when the Gemara brings the four-way machlokes tanoim, what a kvi is, it mentions that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a kvi is a min behema, and he adds that beis dushai were megad lemehen adorim adorim. L'chayre tzarech bir, what the point was in adding this statement. Maybe we can suggest that Rav Shimon Gamliel was bringing a raya that a kvi is a behema, not a chaya, from the fact that they were able to be megadol adorim adorim from the kvi. And a chaya, which isn't a domesticated animal, it would be difficult or maybe impossible to megadol adorim adorim. Al korchoch, a kvi is a min behema, it's a domesticated animal, and that's why they were able to be megadol mimenu adorim adorim. Now once the Gemara discussed the kvi, which is not clear if it's a chaya or a behema, l'ingin oisev espenoi v'shar halachas, the Gemara brings other animals which there is a nidain if they are a chaya or a behemoth. So Gemara brings a memory from Rav Nuna, which says, "Hani Yizi Debalo Ksheiris Lagabe Mizbeach." The Rishayim explains that Yizi Debalo is an animal that on one hand has characteristics similar to a chaya, but on the other hand, we see it's called an eiz. So there was a nidun if it has a din behema like an eiz, or it has a din chaya. Rav Amuna tells us that they have a din behema, nafkamina that they are kosher to be brought as a carbon on the mizbeach. Rav Amuna brings a raya to this, because this animal has simone kashrus, and when the Torah lists the chayas which have simone kashrus, it doesn't list this animal, so it must be an eiz. The Gemara brings Amaroim that ask, maybe this animal is the min chaya mentioned in the Torah as akoy, ta'oy, or zomer. So it isn't a raya. The Gemara then brings Ameimar, who was mater the chaylev of Yizi Debala, so he akorchuk held that it is really a chaya, not like Rav Amnuna. So it comes out of Machlokes Amoraim if Yizi Debala is a chaya or a behema. Now Tais over here says that the Amoira who wanted to say that Yizi Debala is the min of a ta'oy must hold that a ta'oy is a chaya. Because if he held it was a behema, then it would be kosher to be brought as a carbon anyways, and he wouldn't be asking anything on Rav Amnuna, who was machshir it as a carbon. The Arsameach, in Perak Aleph from Hilchos Machos Asuris, says we see a big chiddush from this Taisvis. The pashas is that the Torah only writes that three animals are kosher to be a carbon. The Torah in Vayikrach of Beis writes, Shor Oikev Esayez. It's mashma, that only these three minim are kosher to be a carbon. And even if we would find another behema which has simone behema taira, it would still be possible to be a carbon. Taisis here is mevur differently. That if the ta'oi was a behema, it would be kosher for a carbon, even though it's a different min than a shar kesef ve'ez, which is mentioned in the taira. Well, chayro, we see from Taisis that he holds that any behema with simone kashris is kosher to be a karba. Taisus in Sukkah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, L'chayre is muchach that he argues with our Taisus. Taisus there is bothered, how could there be a man da omra that Yizi Debala is kosher for the Mizbeach? The Torah only says an eiz is kosher for the Mizbeach, and this animal, which has a shame levai, that it's called Yizi Debala, should be considered a separate min than a stam eiz, and it shouldn't be kosher for a carbon. Taisus says it must be that even this animal's real name is really an eiz, and it's just called an Yizi Debala because it lives in the forest. L'chayra, the whole kasha of Taisus was based on the premise that if Yizi Debala is kasha l'mizbeach, it must be it's because it's an eiz. But according to our Taisus, it could be kasher just because it's a behema with simone kashrus, even if it's not an eiz. Al-Korcho, Taisus and Sukkah are used on our Taisus. And he holds only the three animals of Shor, Kesev, Eiz, which are mentioned in the Torah, their Kashel Mizbeach, and not any other behema, even if it has Simone Kashrus. According to this Taisus and Sukkah, there would be no Raya from the Amoira that asked that maybe an Yizi Debala is a Tai, that this Amoira holds a Tai is a Chaya, because even if he held it was a behema, it wouldn't be Kashel Mizbeach, and he would still have a good kasha on Rav Amnuna. This could have an afkamina lamaisa when we want to paskin if a toy, which is a shor habor, is a chaya or a behema, whether or not we have a raya from this amoira that he holds it's a chaya. We will mention and discuss this shayla a little bit later. Now, lagabi the etzem halacha lamaisa of whether Yizi Debala have a din chaya or a din behema, we find that the Rashba paskins that Yizi Debala have a din chaya, because we see Ameimar allowed to eat their chaylev. He also says that we find the Amaroim who asked on Rav Amnuna seem to hold that it has a din chaya. And Rav Ashi, who was mekabel their question and didn't argue, also seems to agree that it has a din chaya. And we find that this is the way the Rosh and the Tor paskin la halacha. The Rambam, on the other hand, is mashmit the din of Yizi Debala, and he doesn't paskin whether it's a chaya or a behema. The Magen Mishnah wants to explain the Shittas Rambam that he actually holds that Yizi Debala has a din behema, not like the Rishayim we mentioned before. And that's why he doesn't mention that the chaylev of this animal is mutter. He says the makar of the Rambam was that Rav Huna Bar Chiya, later in the Gemara, also says like Rav Amnuna that it has a din behema, and the Amoraim, which asked that maybe it's a chaya, It wasn't because they argued with Rav Amnuna. They were just trying to push off the raya he was bringing and to say that there is no raya from the fact that the Torah didn't list it among the chayas. This is the pshat of the Magen Mishnah, but the Beis Yosef asks that it's still a chayr shver why the Rambam didn't write beferish that it's a min behema, like we see by a Shor HaBor, where there's a nidin in the Gemara if it has a shem chay or a behema, and there the Rambam passes beferish that it's a behema. The Knesset HaGdolah and the Divrei Chamudos want to be miyash of this kasha by saying a different pshat in the Rambam. They say that the Rambam holds that be'emes halacha l'maisa, easy the bala is a suffik behema suffik chayim. Just like it's mashma from the Amoraim who asked, maybe it's a chaya. It's mashma that these Amoraim themselves weren't sure whether it's a chaya or a behema. And the Rambam passing like these Amoraim. Therefore, he did not need to bring the din of Izi de Baal Halacha, because it's already included in the general Halacha of Sveikus that the Rambam already brings in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yubez Macholos Asuris, the Rambam writes, Kol She Yistapich Loch, Im Hu Min Chaya Oy Min Behema, Chel Boy Oser, Ve'ein Loiken Olav, Umechasin Estamoy. Since the Rambam already has a general Halacha, what to do with Sveikus, so we would know on our own to say Yizi the Bala, which is also Savachai Savabahimba, would have that din. It comes out that La Halacha, the Rashba and the Rosh hold that Yizi the Bala has a din Chaya, and the Rambam, Lefi the Beis Yosef, holds it has a din Vadai Behema, and Lefi the other Achrainim, the Shidas Rambam is that it's a Suffolk Ladino, whether it's a Chaya or a Behema. The Gemara Vaiter brings a machloikis between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon if a Shor HaBor has a din Chaya or a din Behema. The Rabbanon say that since the targum of the word ta'ai is turbala, we see that it's a mina de behema. And Rabbi Yosi says, midachoshev lu bahadi chayis, we see that mina de chaya. L'chayr it's before in the Gemara, that l'kuli alma, shor habar, is the animal that the Torah refers to as ta'ai, which is listed among the chayis ha'tayris. That was a davar muskim, that a shor habar is a ta'ai. The question is, do we go after its name, which is mentioned in the Targum, which seems to say that it's a shor, or do we go after its placement among the chayas, which seems to prove that it's a chaya? The Magen Mishnah on Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, from Achalos Asuris asks that we see that the Rambam paskins that a shor habor is a behema. If so, l'chayra he holds that a ta'oi is a behema. Memeila shver, because the Rambam writes that there are three behemoth tyrus and seven chayas tyrus. If the ta'oi is a behema, then really there are four behemoth tyrus. The hainu, there's a keves, an eiz, a shar, and a toy. And there should only be six chayas tyrus. So l'chayra comes out of steer in the Rambam, how could he paskin that a ta'oi is a behema, and also paskin that there are three behemoth tyrus and seven chayas tyrus? The Prichadosh and the Goy want to say Gavaldika Yisha for the Rambam. They say that the Rambam was Saimich on a Yerushalmi that had a different pshat in the Machloikis, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi, a different pshat than the Bavli does. The Bavli held that both the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi agree that a Shor HaBor is the Toy mentioned in the Torah. The Machloikis is only if the Toy is a Chaya or a Behema. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, is mavur that Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon argue gufa if the Shor HaBor is the ta'oi, which is mentioned in the Torah. The Targum, which says a ta'oi is a torbala, the hainu a Shor HaBor, is going dafka like Rabbi Yosi, who holds a Shor HaBor is a chaya, and therefore can be the ta'oi. But the Rabbanon who paskin that a Shor HaBor is a behema, they hold that the Shor HaBor isn't the ta'oi. And the Targum of Toy is really not Torbola. According to this Yerushalmi, the Rambam is Nifla, because although he passes like the Rabbanon, that a Shor HaBor is a Behema, he can still say that there are seven Chayas, because the Toy is really a Chaya and it's the seventh Chaya. And the Shor HaBor is not a Toy, like the Shita of the Rabbanon according to the Yerushalmi. The whole Kash on the Rambam was only based on the Bavli, which holds that l'kuli alma, the Shor HaBor, is the Ta'ai. But the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi, that l'fi the Rabbanon, the Ta'ai and the Shor HaBor are not the same men. Hakoponim, the sheet of the Rambam is that la'alocha shor habor has a din of a behema. The Rashba asks in the Shitas HaRambam that L'choiro, Rav Acha bar Yaakov in our Gemara, asked on Rav Hamnuna, how could he say an easy debala is kosher l'mizbeach? L'choiro, we should suggest an easy debala is a ta'oi. From this kasha, it's muchach, says the Rashba, like Taisa spoke out earlier, that Rav Acha holds that a ta'oi, which is a shor habor, is a chaya. Because if it was a behema, he would have no kasha Rav Nuno. Because if it's a behema, it would be kasha l'mizbeach anyways. Al Korcho, says the Rashba, Rav Acha, who is a basro, holds a ta'oi is a chaya. And therefore, Zok the Rashba, we should paskin that a ta'oi, which is a shor habor, has a din chaya, and not like the Rambam. Now obviously, the whole tain of the Rashba is only l'fi taisis by us. But according to Taisus and Sukkah that we mentioned earlier, that even if a ta'oi was a behema, it wouldn't be kosher l'mizbeach, since it isn't a shor kesev eis. Then there's no raya for Rav Acha that he holds a ta'oi is a chaya. And the Rashba's kasha on the Rambam isn't shver. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a shor habor has a din behema, but the Rama in Simon Chof Ches says that we should be choishish that maybe it has a din chaya, and therefore you should be mechase the dam, misafik, but without a bracha. There's an interesting rekuveger on Taisa's divrei hamaso midachoshev. Taisa over there is me'oirer, that the Gemara is mashra, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the only reason why a shor habor is a chaya is because it's listed bein achayis. But otherwise, it would for sure be a behema, because it's called a shor. If so, asked Taisus, how can there be a manda omar that an ayil habor is a chaya? If it's called an ayil, it must be a behema. Since it isn't listed bein achayis, we should definitely go after its name, and if its name is an ayil, it should definitely be a behema. Rav Kiveger brings a kasha, then how come it's pasha to Taisus that the name ayil is a behema? We see that the Torah sometimes refers to an ayil as a chaya. Like it says, ayol tzvi v'achmar, that's the list of chayas in the Torah. So we seem to see that ayol can refer to a chaya also. There's also a pasuk which says, kasha yayochel es atzvi es ayol, and it's mavur in the Gemara that the comparison to atzvi v'ayol is that they are chayas and not roi l'akrova. Rekveger answers that it must be that be'emes, there is an ayol which is a behema, and there's also an ayol which is a chaya. But the difference is that the ayo with a chirik under the yud is a behema. It's a ram. And the ayo with a kamis under the yud is a chaya. If so, we can say that it was kimlu to taisus that the ayo habor mentioned in the Gemara was meant to be read with a chirik under the yud, and therefore was the name for a behema. On a new topic, the Gemara here brings down the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, which says that if you shecht oisei v'espenoi, which is kachim b'chutz, then we say that on the rishon you're chayev karis, and on both of the animals you get malchus. Now Taisus Bayas, according to the girsa of the Taisus Yontiv, points out that the fact that the rishon gets both malchus and karis is a raya not like the shita of Rav Chananya ben Gamliel brought down in the Mishnah in Makis, who holds kol chayev krisus shalaku niftru midei krisasan. Rav Chananya holds that the malchus that you get patters you from karis. If so, according to Rav Chananya, you would never get malchus and karis. So our Mishnah, which says you do get malchus and karis, is not like Rav Chananya. Rabbi Yashiv in the Oros brings the idea that in the times of the Maribe Rav, they wanted to make a bezin with smicha, based on a Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos that seems to give an etza to do smicha nowadays. Now the purpose in having a bezin which would have the koyach of smicha was because at that point in time there were anusim that had been over on chayve krisis, and now these anusim wanted to do tshuva and they wanted to get kapara for their averus of chayve krisis. So the idea was that by making a bezin of smuchim, they could give them malchus, and that malchus would pater them from the chi of koris like the sheet of Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. But at that time, Bach came to argue on this idea, because he held that only a malchus which is given al pidin, where there is a chiv malchus with edim v'asra, that malchus is poiter koris. But to stam give malchus even with a kosher basin, but without a chiv malchus, because there wasn't any edim or asra on the Aveira to be mechayiv malchus, then such a malchus doesn't pater from karis. Keniru, the Maribe Rav, held not like this, and he holds any malchus, even without a chiv medina, is able to be pater from karis. So l'chayr we have a machlokes achrayim, whether the malchus that paters you from karis is only a malchus that you're chayiv medina or not. What is interesting is that the Mishnah Melech in Perek Yud Zayin from Hilchos Sanhedrin seems to say a svara mamish lehepach. He says that Tosis by us brings a raya from our Mishnah, not like Rav Chananya. But on the other hand, the Rambam, we find, does paskin like our Mishnah, and he still paskins like Rav Chananya. So l'chayrit shver on the Rambam, Tosis kasha. Answers the Mishnah Melech that the Rambam holds that the only time Malkus is poit to you from Karis is if you weren't chayiv malchus v'lav achi. Then, if you get malchus, it could pater you from karis. But if you were chayiv malchus, mitzad adin bifnei atzmoi, that malchus doesn't pater you from karis. So memeilu we give yash of the Rambam that our Mishnah is talking when you were chayiv malchus mitzad atzmoi, because of the isser of kachem achutz. And memeilu it doesn't pater you from karis, even like Rav Chananya. Whereas the Rambam is passing like Rav Chananya, that if you got Malkus, even though you weren't Chayev at all, that kind of Malkus patters you from Karis. This Svaro would come out lehepach from the Svaro of the Marobach, that only a Malkus that your Chayev meets Aladin is able to patter you from Karis. The Gemara Vayter brings three rayas that our Mishnah holds Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita, and now like Reb Shimon who holds Lav Shma Shchita. The first raya is from the din of Shachat Shneim Bachutz. The Mishnah says, Shneim Psulim, V'harishon Chayiv Karis, V'sheni Soifeg O'arboim. According to Reb Shimon, the first Shchita of Kachem Bachutz is Einar Uya, and it should be as if he Sam killed the animal. Ememela, he should be Chayiv Karis on the second animal, because it isn't Oisei Vesmanoi. Ememela, it isn't Mukhusar Zman, and it is Roilis Kabo Vifnim. Elamai, the Mishnah holds, Shchita Shein Ruya is Shma Shchita. Now this Gemara is mavur that a Shchita of Kachem Bachutz is considered a Shchita Shein Ruya le'ingin Oisev Espenai, and according to Reb Shimon, it will be Lav Shma Shchita. There is l'chayra on Nekudas HaChiddush in this, because the Gemara in Perek Yisei Adam points out that really every Shchita Bachutz is a Shchita Shein Ruya, yet the Torah is Mechadish, that by Shutei Chutz, even if you're Reb Shimon, there is a Gzeris HaKosuv, that it has a Shem Shchita. If so, then how could our Gemara say that Shchita's Kachem HaChutz is not considered a Shchita, Ling in Oisev Esvenoi, because it's a Neruya, once the Torah was Megale, that it does have a Shem Shchita, to be Chayav on Shutei Chutz, then a Memela should have a Shem Shchita, Ling in Oisev Esvenoi. How can we be mechalek one maisa and say le'ingin iser shchutei chutz it has a shem shchita and le'ingin the iser of iser esmenoi it doesn't have a shem shchita? The Tzeres Yaakov is moisif that we find that le'ingin mechitza the Gemara in Sukkah Dav Zayin says that we say migu de havi doifin le'ingin Sukkah havi doifin le'ingin Shabbos. So here also we should say migu that it has a shem shchita le'ingin shchutei chutz it should have a shem shchita le'ingin iser esmenoi. The Tzeres Yaakov is mechalek that there, at the same moment that this mechitza has a shem mechitza when it comes to Sukkah, immediately we can also say that it has a shem mechitza to affect Hilchos Shabbos. But here, Lingin Oisei Vesmenoi, at the time of the Shchita, of the Isser, of Shchutei Chutz, you only shechted the Rishon, and you still don't have the Isser of Oisei Vesmenoi. So giving this Maisa Hashem Shchita will still not create an Isra Vayisves Benoi. Elamai, to say it has a Shem Shchita, to be Chayiv afterwards when you shech the second animal, maybe V'chiyai Gavna, we don't say Migu. Moving on to the third Raya of the Gemara, that the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. The Gemara brings a Raya from the Mishnah which says, Shneim Kachim Bifnim, Harishen Kosher, V'Hasheni Seviges Araboim Upasel. Says the Gemara, Michti Shamir Leil Reb Shimon Dama Shchita Shein Ruya Lo Yishma Shchita. Shchitas Kachem Nami Shchita Shein Ruya Hi. The Kama De Loi Zorek Dam Loi Mishri Basar. Sheini Amai Sevigas Arboim Upasol. El Shvami No De Loi Ke Reb Shimon. Now Rashi explains over here that the raya of the Gemara is b'derech loy mi boy, that the din in the Mishnah that says in this case you get malchus mishamoyse v'esvenoy is the like Reb Shimon, because even if Reb Shimon would be maskim that the iser of oyse v'esvenoy was noy by kachim, you wouldn't get malchus for it, because the din oyse v'esvenoy would make the carbon possible because of mechusar's man. And b'meila, the shechita would be eneruya. And you aren't chayiv mishum oisev esbenai malkis, lefi Reb Shimon on a shechita sheneruya. But be'emes, says Rashi, it's really more than that. The Gemara's raya is that the emes is Reb Shimon must hold that the whole isra of oisev esbenai is eneruya by kachim. Because since the shechita's harishain is always eneruya, until you do the zrika, therefore, it doesn't have a shame shechita, and meila there's no issur to shecht the sheni, since you didn't shecht the rishon. And meila, not only would the shechita sheni not be chayiv malkis, it wouldn't even be possible midin mechutzes man. So the mishnah, which says that the sheni is chayiv malkis and the carbon is possible, is a double raya, not like Reb Shimon, both from the din malkis and from the psul in the animal. Now in this Rashi, there are two chidushim which the Rishonim disagree with. First of all, Rashi mentioned in the beginning that if Reb Shimon held that Oisev Esvenoi was Noi by Kachim, he still wouldn't be Mechayiv Malkus, because it would be a Shechid Shein Ruya, because the Isra Oisev Esvenoi would create a Psul of Mechusar's Man that would render the Shechita in a Ruya. Tosis argues with this, because he tainas that if we would hold of the Vav Moisev Al Inyan Rishon, which would be a pasuk that lehedja is marba, that oisev espenoi is noy by kachim, then that would be a gzeiros hakasov, that even though it's a shechita shein eruya, you're still chayiv. It still has a shame shechita. Our karcha, the Torah, is telling us that this is an exception to the rule, and here, l'kuli alma shechita shein eruya, shma shechita. L'chayra, it's similar to shechut echutz, where even Reb Shimon is maskim that al karchav the Torah made exeris hakasov that you could be chayiv even on a shechita shein eruya, because there is no other way to be chayiv on shechut echutz unless you do a shechita shein eruya. Here too, by Yosef Espenai B'Kodshim, we should say the same thing. Now, to be miyashiv Rashi, we can say that Rashi holds like the Ramban. The Ramban says that Tosis kasha isn't shver, because his kasha is based on a hanocha that it's not shaykh to have oisev espenoi be noy by kachim, unless you say that there's a gzeres hakosov here that shechita shein eruya is shma shechita. Says Ramban, it's not true, because you could find a case of oisev espenoi that's noy by kachim, even where you do have a shechita ruya. What's the case? The case would be if the first animal that you shechted was kachim, and the second animal was chulin. In that case, the second shechita is ruya, since there's no issue of mechusar's man, because the second animal is chulin and not kachim. Memeila, Zokter Ramban, we could say that by even if Oisev Esnai is noyig by kachim, it's only noyig in a case where it's a shechita ruya, like the case we mentioned. But in the case of the Mishnah, when both animals are kachim, and there the second animal is going to be a shechita she'ein ruya because it's going to have a psul mechusar's man, Rashi would be correct that you would not get malchus. It's very possible that Tosis did not agree with this idea of the Ramban, because he held that the riboy of Oisev Espenoi Bekachim is mashma that it's talking about where the second behema, the hainu, the behema which you're being over the isra of Oisev Espenoi with, that's the one that has to be kachim. And it isn't enough to say that the pasuk is speaking where only the first animal is kachim. But Akopon and Bidas Rashi, we could say that he holds like the Ramban, that it is sufficient to be mukim the riboy vayisav espenoi bekachim in a case where the rishon is kachim and the sheni is chulin. But there is another kasha on Rashi, which the Ramban asked. The Ramban has a problem with Rashi's etzem cheshvin. Rashi had a cheshvin to say that by saying the isur of oisav espenoi is noy by kachim, that would trigger that you wouldn't be chayim malkus for oisav espenoi bekachim. Why? Because the Isra of Oisev Espenoi would make the animal Mechusar's man. And therefore, the Shechita would be Eneruya V'loi Shma Shechita, and you can't be Chayiv Malkus if you didn't do a Shechita. Ask the Ramban, Alam de Shataina, the L'chayra comes out circular. If you are going to allow the Isra of Oisev Espenoi to be Goyrim Adin Mechusar's man, and to be machriya, therefore, that this maisa shchita is eina ruya and loishma shchita, that will goof a trigger that there should be no isser of isa v'espinoi at all, because the isser is to shecht, and shechting this animal doesn't have a shame shchita, and if we say this, so then there is no isser of isa v'espinoi, and we go back to saying there's no psul mechusar zman, and it would become a shchita ruya and have a shame shchita, and you should be chayav malchus on it. So you can't make Rashi's cheshbin to pat you from Malkus, because the end of the cheshbin would gufa say that you should yes be mechayev Malkus. The Kiddush Yaakov is further mazed with the Ramban, that what he's asking is that in a case where the isser which we are using to make it a shchita shein ruya cannot be chal until we decide that this maisa has a shem shchita, in such a case you can't say that this isser can be mevatel the shem shchita, because by doing that, there is gufa, no isser here. And then it becomes a shchita ruya. Rather, al karchach, we will say that it has the same shame shchita, since without the isser isav esvenoi, it would be a shchita ruya, and that shame shchita, gufa, is what enables me to make the isser to do the shchita. Al kopan, the Ramban is arguing with Rashi that misvara seems to be incorrect. There is a second chiddush which we see in Rashi. Rashi holds that Rav Shimon does not hold the din of Oisev Espinoi is noyig by Kachim at all.
Because it doesn't work out with the shita of shita shein ruya loy shma shita.
Because the first behema of Kachim is always shita shein ruya, since it doesn't have a heter until after the Zrika. The Rosh Yosef is Moisef, that Rashi will hold that Rav Shimon holds like the man the Omer in Zvachim on Dafim Chesam and Aleph, who doesn't darshim vav Moisef aling irishim b'chol atayru. Now Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Tosis says Avada Reb Shimon holds Avav Moisev Aling Arishin, and Oisev Esvenoi is Naigin Kachim. What's with Rashi's problem that the Shchitz Arishin is a Chayre Ein Ruya? He says that the Pasuk will be talking about a case when the Rishin is a Behema of Chulin, and therefore it is a Shchita Ruya, and you could be Chayiv on the Sheni. Tosis brings a riot to his shita that Oisev Esvenoi is noy by Kachin even like Rav Shimon from a Mishnah in Zochem on Daf Kuf Yubeis Omebeis that says that if you shecht Kachin, which is Oisev Esvenoi by Chutz, you are over b'loisaseh, even according to Rav Shimon. Tosis learns the loisaseh that you are over is the iser of Oisev Esvenoi, and therefore it is mukach that fi Rav Shimon, Oisev Esvenoi is noy by Kachin. Now, l'chayra, this kasha isn't so shver on Rashi, because the Masha already points out that the loisaseh there doesn't have to be the loisaseh of Oisev Espinoi. It could be the Mishnah over there is referring to the iser of loisasen kechol asher anachlo oisim payayim, which is an iser shayach to the iser of shchutei chutz. But the Tveris Yisrael is ma'irer that the Mishnah over there says that the reason that you're chayiv is because it's roi lovoi bifnim la'acher zman. Now if there would be no iser of Oisev Espinoi by Kajim, then it would be roi bifnim right now and not just la'acher zman. So chayre, it is muchach from the Mishnah that Oisev Esvenoi is noy by kachim, even like Reb Shimon, and not like Rashi. The Ramban is ma'ira, another taina on Rashi, that our Gemara was looking for rayas, that the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, and the Gemara brought three rayas. But l'chayre, if Rashi is correct, that Reb Shimon holds that Oisev Esvenoi is not noy by kachim, the Gemara could have brought a klara raya from the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah which says that Oisev Esbenoi is Noig Bein Bechulim, Bein Bekachim would be a clear raya that the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. I'll call upon him Toisus and the Ramban and most Rishonim hold that Reb Shimon does hold Oisev Esbenoi is Noig by Kachim, not like Rashi. And the Tzir where it's Nageya is where the first Behema is Chulin and the second Behema is the one that's Kachim. There is another Ha'ara on Rashi's Mahalach in the Sugya. According to Rashi's first chiddush, which we mentioned earlier, that you can't get Malkus by Oisev Espinoi, by Kachim, according to Rav Shimon, because it's Mechusar Zman, and that makes it a Shchita Shein Ruya, then why did the Gemara have to say that every Shchitas Kachim is a Shchita Shein Ruya because you didn't have the Zrika to be mat to the Basar Ba'achila? The Etzem fact that it is Mechusar Zman should be enough of a reason to make it a Shchita Shein Ruya. The Ran is bothered by this kash on Rashi, and he says, "I'm a chudush to gemahalach to explain Rashi." Rashi holds that the chesaron of mechusar zman wouldn't be enough to make it a shchita shein ruuyah legamri, because since it's ruuyah la'acher zman, you could just wait till tomorrow. It's only that right now it's not roy. So that would create a din memutza of ru'uya ve'ena ru'uya, and the halacha would be that you're not chayiv malkis because it's not a shechita ru'uya legamri avayisav esvenoi in order to be chayiv malkis, but it would still be enough of a shechita ru'uya avayisav esvenoi to be possible because of mechoser zman. Memela, since the Gemara wanted to bring a double raya that the Mishnah isn't like Reb Shimon, both from the fact that there is malkis and from the fact that it's possible, he needed to add that it shouldn't even be possible because of the other reason that the shechita isn't matter, the basar ba'achila, until the zrikas adam. That reason makes it a shechita shein ruya legamri, and it shouldn't be oisav esmenoi at all, even to be possible. Now, call upon him, coming back to the pashup shat in the Gemara, according to Rashi, the third raya that the Gemara brought, that the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, is from the fact that the Mishnah says, Shoichet shnei kachem bifnim, the halacha is that the second one is possible, and you're like it, and according to Reb Shimon, you shouldn't be like it, and it shouldn't be possible, because the shchitas rishon, which is kachem, is a shchita shein ruya, since it isn't mutter till you do the zrika, and if the rishon doesn't have a shem shchita, the sheni shouldn't be possible, and you shouldn't be like it. Now Taisus asks, why does the Gemara consider every shchitas kachin to be ein ruya because it needs the zrika? We know Rav Shimon Gufa holds kala oimel lizrak is kizarak dami, so we should consider the zrika as if it already happened, and the shchita should be considered a shchita which is matter the basa ba'achila and a shchita ruya. Taisus' first answer to this kasha is that the din of kala oimel lizrak kizarak dami is not chal at the moment of shchita, rather, it is only chal b'shas the kabbalas hadam, as it says in the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Yud Gimel. Memele, it comes out that b'shas shchita, the shchita is still a shchita shein ruya, because the shas shchita didn't yet trigger the din of kolay melizrei kizarik dami, and it's not considered that the baser is mutter ba'achila until the shas kabbalas hadam. Taisa says a second teretz that the only time a shchita is considered a shchita ruya is if the shchita by itself is being mat to the basar ba'achila. But by every shchita's kachim, where the shchita is only able to be mat to the basar ba'achila with the siyua of the din of kala'im elizrei kezarek dami, which makes it nechshav as if the zrika was already done, it comes out that the shchita needs the help of the zrika in order to be mat to the basar ba'achila, and the shchita is not doing the heter achila by itself. Such a shchita is considered a shchita sheina ruya. The Rishim Shurim is ma'ira that the fact that Taisus needed a second teretz is mashma that the first teretz isn't so pashit. But l'chayra, Taisus' first teretz is mefurish in the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Yud Gimel, that you need a Kabbalah in order to be able to say the din of kala oimel lizrei kizarek dami. So l'chayra should be pashit Taisus' first teretz that the shchita alone is not enough to make it oimel lizrei kizarek dami. He wants the answer based on ahisafa on the first teretz of our Taisus that is found in Taisus and Bava Kamma on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. There, Taisus is Moisif the following point. He says that even though Bishas the Gemar Shchita, you really already have a Kabbalah on some of the blood, which is enough to make a Zrika. But since L'chachila, you're supposed to catch all of the blood before you do the Zrika, so it still isn't considered Oymel Lizrek by the Shas Gemar Shchita until you finish doing the Kabbalah. It comes out that Tais is being mechadish to us that the din l'chachila to wait to do the Zrika until you were mekabel all of the dam is enough to make it Eino Oymel Lizrek. Tais could be mesupik about this point, that maybe since the din to mekabel all the dam isn't ma'akev b'di'eved, maybe it's already considered Oymel Lizrek when you have some of the blood, which is enough to do a Zrika, and that's why Taisus needed a second Teretz. Taisus Viter continues to explain that this that our Gemara holds, that the din of Kala Oymel Lizrek Kizarek Dami, is not enough to be able to say a Shchitas Kachim is a Shchita Ruya, that is only the way the Gemara thinks now in the Hava Amina. But according to the Maskonas HaGemara on Pei Aleph Omer Aleph, the Gemara is actually Masik, that Aydei v'din of kol oimel lizrei kizarek dami, really the shchitas rishon of any oisav esbenoi by kachim would be considered a shchita ruya, and the only reason you don't get malchus by oisav esbenoi by kachim, according to Rav Shimon, is because of the shchita of the second one. Since the shchitas hasheni has an iser to be zarek v'dam, because it's a mechoser zman, Azrika, which is also to do, is considered not oimei lizrik, and therefore it's considered that the shchita sasheni is a shchita sheiner uya until you actually do the zrika. Memeila will come out that the asra that is given on the shchita sasheni is asra safik, because we don't know whether or not there's going to be a shchita in the end. The hainu that lemaskana, the svara of kol oimei lizrik kezarek dami, really does help as long as there is no iser zrika. According to Taisus, it comes out that there's a second difference between the Havamina and the Maskana of the Gemara. That lefi the Maskana of the Gemara, not only do we have a din of Kolayim Elizrei Kizarek Dami, which can make the Shrita into Shrita Ruya, but even in a Matzev where the din of Kolayim Elizrei Kizarek Dami doesn't apply, Kigayin where there's an Isser to make the Zrika, so it's not Oymed Lizrek, we would still say that as long as the Zrika happened at the end of the day, that would Limafreya turn the Shrita into a Shrita Ruya. This is a second point that is different in the Maskana than in the Havamina. Taisus brings a Shrita Remeinu Tam, who argues on what we said before, and he learns that even our Gemara in the Havamina held that as long as there is a Zrika at the end of the day, it is considered a Shchita Ru'uya L'Mafreya, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam is Goyris that the Raya of the Gemara, that the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, isn't for the fact that the Korban is possible. Because as long as the Rishon had a Zrika already, it would be considered a Shchita Ru'uya L'Mafreya. And the Sheini would be possible because of Mechoser Zman, even according to Reb Shimon. Rather, Rabbeinu Tam is Goyris, that the Rai is only from the fact that the Sheini is like it. And according to Reb Shimon, he isn't like it, because it's Asra Safik. Because we don't know if they will end up doing the Zrika to be mat to the Basar and to make it into Shchita Ruya. So it comes out, Rabbeinu Tam is arguing with Taisus and saying that there is no Shinoi between this Gemara and the Maskana later on. And also that the Raya, the Loike Reb Shimon, is from the Din Malkus alone and not from the fact that it is possible. The Sefer Eini Yisrael asks a kasha on our Gemara. He says, how come we don't consider every Shechita of Oisev Espenai a Shechita Shein Ruya because the Basar of the Behemah is also Ba'achila until you do Melicha? We know you're not allowed to eat from an animal after Shechita until you do Melicha. Why is that any different than what the Gemara says, that Shchitas Kachim is a Shchita Shein Ruya because the Basar is also Ba'achila until you Zarek the Dam? What is the difference between the Isra Achila before Melicha and the Isra Achila before the Zrika by Kachim? He wants to answer Apia Taisus earlier on Daf Yadal Raman Aleph, who says that it's mutter to eat Basar without Melicha if you eat it raw and the blood hasn't yet been expelled from the Basar. Since there is this Eitzah to eat from the Basar immediately after the Shechita, it is considered a Shechita Re'uya. He also wants to say a different teretz, that when you shecht an animal, well, even before Melicha, the Basar Mitzad Atzmai is mutter to eat. It is only the Dam which is Asar, Narvas, that the Dam is Ma'uruv in the Basar, and that makes the Basar Asar to eat. But the Basar Mitzad Atzmai is always mutter to eat before Melicha. Masha'in came by Basar Kachim, before the Zrikas Adam, the Basar itself has no Heter Achila. So by Kachim, we say that the Shechita is a Shechita Shein Ruya, because it's not being Matur, the Basar Mitzar Atzmai. Masha'in came, before Melicha, we could say it has a Shem Shechita Ruya, because the Shechita is giving a Heter to the Basar Mitzar Atzmai. The Gemara Vayter asked a new Kash on our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you shech two behemoths of kachim bifnim, you're like a mishum oisev espinai. The Gemara asked Akasha that how come on the sheni you don't get a second malchus because of the iser of mechuser zman, which we learn now from the pasuk of shor v'seh sarua v'kolot lo yiratze. We see from this pasuk that kol apsulim shabishar v'seh hareyu b'lo yiratze. And this Gemara needs a beer, and the Achreinim come to be mazvir the Gemara's kasha. The Maram explains the Gemara, that even though the Pasuk is actually talking about a Sarua V'Kalit, which are Psulim of Mum, specifically, but since the Pasuk says Shar V'Seh, which is a Kroy Yisera, because the Pasuk earlier mentioned the word Shar V'Seh, Akarcha, the Pasuk is teaching us that all Psulim in the world, whether the Psul is in the Gufa Karban, or Mitzad Acher, there is an Isser to be Makrif Psulim on the Mizbeach. That's the Yisof of the Maram. The Tveris Yaakov here comes with a different kash on the Gemara. Then l'chayra, you only see in this pasuk that it says lo yiratze. The pasuk only tells us that when you bring psulim, there's no ritzui. Where do we see an iser to be mak of them at all? He answers that the Teiras Kayanim is mavur, that really the drasha relies on the pasuk before this. The pasuk before this says, kol asher boimum, lo yisakrivu, ki lo yiratzen yilachem. The Tveris Yisrael is mas with the Teiras Kayanim, that since the pasuk of Saruah v'kolod lo yiratze tells me that there is no ritzui by all the psulim, mimela they are included in the iser of lo yisakrivu ki lo yiratzen yilachem. That pasuk tells us that there's an iser akrava to bring any carbon which isn't miratze, and we learn now from Saruah v'kolod lo yiratze that all psulim have a din not to be miratze. Now Taisus here is bothered by Akasha, that how can the Gemara want you to be loika on this lav? L'chayra, it's a lav shebeklolus, because it includes all different types of psulim in one lav, and we hold the lav shebeklolus is ein loika in a lav. The Ramban brings this kasha of Taisus, and he brings the Teretz to say that our Gemara is going like the Man Omar holds lav shebeklolus loika in a lav, as we find in Pesachim, Daf Aleph, and other places, that there is such a man, Omar, that holds Lav Shebeklolus is like in love. L'chayr, it's a little tzarechian why Taisus didn't want to answer like this Teretz of the Ramban. Be'emes, the Ramban needs to be moisif, that it seems shver that the Gemara wouldn't speak out, that the Kash of our Gemara is only going like one man, Omar. But he says we find such a thing in Ksubas, Daf Zayin, and other places, that the Gemara will ask the Kash of like one man, Omar, without speaking it out. It could be that Tais held this was Daichek, and that's why he didn't want to say this Teretz. But it's interesting that the Kesa Mishnah in Perek Hei, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Aloch Yud Aleph, writes that there is no man da Omar in Shas who holds Lav Shebacholos is like love. And even though the Achrayim all ask on the Kesa Mishnah from the many Gemaras that the Ramban brings, I'll call upon him, maybe Tais is held like the Kesa Mishnah, and Ayin, in the Sefer Yam Malachai, Klolei Lamid, Oishin Tana Aleph, that he does bring a possible teretz for the Kesa Mishnah, and maybe Tais is held like that teretz. The Emes is the Ramban himself doesn't like the teretz we mentioned before, because he holds that only by an iser, like Kiyim Sliyesh, where the Torah, besides writing the Lav HaKloli, also wrote next to it a Lav Prati of Noam Avushal, there is a man Amar that you are like also in the Lav Kloli. But in our case, where there would only be a Lav Kloli without a Lav Prati, there, according to everyone, you would not be like it, and it would be a chesaron of Lav Shebeklolus.
The Ramban goes weiter to say a new teretz to the kasha of why it's not a Lav Shebeklolus. He says that the way to read the pasuk of Shar V'seh Saruah V'kolot V'chulei is that the Torah tells us first a klal of Shar V'seh Lo Yirotze, which means all the things which are possible by a Shar V'seh have a Lav of Lo Yirotze. And then the Torah proceeds to be mefarit what those psulim are that a shor v'seh has. The psukim afterwards say, Sarua v'kolot u'moch v'kosos v'shor oy kesev oy eiv ki yivoleid v'shor oy seh oy seh esbenoi. These psukim are being mefarit all the psulim of shor v'seh, which are mumim or mechoser zman or oy seh esbenoi. Now since the Torah didn't just leave it as a lav klali, but it was mefarit what is included in the lav. Such a lav is not a lav shevaklalis, and you are like it on such a lav. He is medamit to the lav of mikas sheyetim yigefen ayayin, that you get malchus on it, because the Torah is mefarit afterwards, mechatsan and vazog, and novim lachim v'yaveshim. We can maybe suggest another mechudish tikataretz to Taitz's kasha of why it's not a lav shevaklalis. There is a similar lav to the lav brought in our Gemara, brought in Tzachim on Daf Chavdal Ramban Aleph. The Gemara says over there that the pasuk says LaYoychal Ki Kaidishu, and the Gemara dashens Kol Shepsu Ba Kaidish Hareyu BuLoYoychal. The Torah is telling us that there is an answer to eat any kachim which becomes possible. The Gemara there brings the Shita of Abaye that seems to say that you get Malkus on this lav, and Rav Papa argues on this and he says you don't get Malkus because it's a lav shebeklolus. Vein Loikin a lav shebeklolus. L'chayr, the shita of Abaye needs beer. Why does he hold you get malchus? L'chayr, it's taka, lav shebeklolus. Now, Be'emes, Tais over there on Daf Chavdal and Mtsokim asks that there is a Gemara in Malchus on Daf Yudzayin or Be'ez, which says this Feirish, that there should be malchus on this lav of eating kachim psulim.
And Taisus by Sarachin that Lachaira is a lav shebekolus. So why is the Gemara saying that you should get Malkus on it? It would seem that there might be a Machlekes HaSugis, and the Sugya is Malkus is going like Abaye, who held in Psachim that you can get Malkus, and that there's no Chesaron for some reason, a lav shebekolus. The Shaila is only why. What's the Pshat in Abaye, which would be the Pshat in the stomach of the Gemara in Makis, why this lav of Kol Shev Suva Bakodesh is not a lav Sheva Kolos? L'chayro, we can be mazir that there's the Emes Akasha. Why does a person get Malkus for doing Malacha on Shabbos? L'chayro, we should say it's a lav Sheva Kolos, because included in the Loisase of Loisasekom Malacha is many different Malachas which are Aser. The Teretz is Poshet, that really, there's really only one Shem Isser of doing Malacha on Shabbos. There's just many examples of Malacha. The Din of Lav Sheva Klolis is only when you have many separate Shemus of Isser included in one Lav. Memela, by the Lav Nati Kashim Sulim, there also it includes many types of Sulim, like Noiser, Pigel, Yoitze, and Tomek. Yesh Lachar by that Lav, is this lav really one shame iser of achilas kachim psulim? Or maybe there is a separate shame iser of pigel, and a separate shame iser of neitzer, and a separate shame iser of yaitze. And they're all included in this one lav. Lefi, the first side, it would not be a lav shabakolos. Lefi, the second side, it would be a lav shabakolos. It could be that this is what Abaye and Rav Papa were arguing about in Psachim Dachov Dalet, and the stomach of the Gemara in Makis would hold like Abaye that we consider it one shame iser of eating kachim, which are pasul, and therefore it's not considered a lav sheva kolos, and you could be like a lav. Now this svara to say that you can get Malkus for this lav of kol shev psulim hakodesh because it's one shame iser of achilas kachim psulim is mefurish in the Meiri in Psachim on Dav Chav Dalet on the Aleph, and he's taka medamit to the lav of Leisasa Kamalacha by Shabbos, which is not a lav Shabbakolos, and you can be likened a lav. I'll call upon him, lefi this, we can maybe suggest that the lav of Kol Hapsulim Bakaydesh, Hein Belo Yirotze, which is brought in our Gemara, is a similar lav to the lav of Kol Shapsule Bakaydesh, Hareyu Belo Yoichal, and if we say our Sugya held, like that it's considered one shame misser to be makriv all the psulim, then it would be miyushiv why you should get malchus, and it wouldn't be a lav sheva klolos. Just like the Meiri says that by kol shev suva kodesh harei v'lo yoichal, if it's one shame isser, you can get malchus, and it's not a lav sheva klolos. Here too, if we will consider the isser of kol psulim b'kodesh harei hein v'lo yirotze as one shame isser, then nelo you would get malchus, and it would not be a chesaron of lav sheva klolos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.